Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I know you're probably caught up on everything with Karen Reed trial, but just in case you're not, Karen Reed obviously charged with second-degree murder, manslaughter while operating a vehicle under the influence and leaving the scene. She is accused of striking John O'Keefe, her Boston police officer boyfriend, with her SUV in 2022, and then leaving him to die alone in the snow outside of a house party in Canton, Mass. Her defense team has said she is the victim of a vast police conspiracy and that O'Keefe was fatally beaten by another law enforcement officer at the party. I think we're at about 15 days in court. I think that's the number, to be honest with you.
Yep.
It becomes a little blurry when you've been watching as much of it as I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine what it's like for Emily D. Baker as well. She is everybody's favorite.
This is her time.
Yes. Everybody's favorite law nerd. Mm-hmm. You can find Emily on the Law Nerd app. You will get notifications. You can also watch her on YouTube where she watches the trial. So the trial is on and then she's giving you commentary, stopping and starting, explaining everything that is happening. And right now we need a lot of explanations because we are in the thick of it with all of the scientific evidence being collected and explained. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning. Good to see you both.
Hi.
Or hear you both, as it were.
Yes.
Hi.
Good to have you on this morning. So,
court's been busy.
It's been busy. It's just me, but when they get into some of the minutia of these things and the collecting of the evidence, it's like Charlie Brown in the adults talking.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Does that happen with the jurors, or are they're still like tuned and locked in?
It really depends on the juror's own background. Some may be fascinated for a little bit, but these are also witnesses that tend to get buried in the middle because they are a stepping stone to get to the next witness. You can't get to the accident reconstructionist until you bring all this evidence in that they're going to use to make their determination. So this is the middle evidentiary step that everything has to be in evidence that those reconstructionists rely on for both sides before you can get to that testimony. And then I think both sides will pull things out of this testimony to highlight in their closing. But I imagine that the jurors are like, okay, this is how you processed it. What did you find on it? But then you have the witness on the stand that processed the SUV, not the witnesses who did all the testing. So that can be rather unsatisfying for the jury. He's like, can you just tell us what's on it? Can you just get to that point? And this witness can't do that. But they have had some really unfortunate issues with the evidence. And the jury's not going to know that that can be just because at the first trial, things got packed up out of court and put back differently, which they shouldn't. But yeah, it happens. And
that was a weird one yesterday
on the stand.
Yeah, it looked bad yesterday when they were pulling evidence out of a bag and there was something in the bag that was just like,
so things were mishandled. Is that what we're saying?
Well,
allegedly,
there was a lot of stuff rattling around in the bottom of the bag, and this witness is like, I don't know what it is. But you also had the scientific witnesses using those evidence bags, and then they go to the court while you're in trial, and then after court, they have to get taken back into custody because it was a mistrial. And generally, your lead investigator would be in charge of that or an evidence officer. And I don't know how that was done. And I don't think Hank Brennan does either. I think he was just as surprised as everyone else when they're cutting open evidence tape. And he's like, what's all that extra stuff in the bag? That's odd.
Emily, can you, like, from when we spoke with you last Thursday to today, it's like top two moments that have happened in trial that we need to be aware of?
Oh, top two moments. Today or yesterday was all scientific evidence, so it's really hard to have a top moment. But I think the defense made some good points because you have a criminalist on the stand who said there's two evidence stickers, and then the defense is like, isn't that a reflection? And then she was fighting him on it. But I think the highlight of having these witnesses come in now is you can see the difference in testimony between them and like a Sergeant Yuri Bukinek, because for the most part, they answer yes or no or give an explanation. They don't fight with the questions. They don't fight on cross-examination. But I wonder if the jurors will be most tuned in to the testimony that we all didn't see, which was John O'Keefe's niece. And the prosecution has been setting up these clips of Karen Reed to go right before or right after what they want to highlight as testimony. And they did that yesterday as well. They entered in two clips of Karen Reed giving interviews and then had John O'Keefe's niece on the stand to talk about that the relationship from her perspective. She saw them arguing a lot. She saw Karen yelling at John a lot and that the relationship looked like it was moving towards a breakup. And that's why they picked the clips that they did. So I feel for the jury that anytime the defendant speaks, they are at just rapt attention. And in this case, there's a lot of it because of those clips of the interviews.
It seems like this happens a lot. And we've got a lot of questions coming in for you. How does it, and this happens all the time, how does it look when an attorney says, sorry, I misspoke? Or the attorney says something and then, you know, the judge is like, you can't do that. But it's already been said. Now it's out in the ethos. How does that look to the jury?
Yes, I have a phrase for that that's not radio friendly, but the toothpaste is out of the tube when that happens. You can't unring the bell. But if it happens a lot, sometimes jurors can feel like somebody's trying to get things in that they're not supposed to. But sometimes people can feel like, why won't the judge just let them ask it? It depends on how the jury is already feeling as to how they interpret it. But there are times attorneys will misspeak, and you see occasionally when the attorneys are corrected by the witness, they're like, thank you for catching that. That one's on me. And in a long trial, those kinds of things are just human. But when you get repeated questions and the judge is getting frustrated, it can be read as, what are you trying to say and why can't you? Or why does the prosecution keep objecting? What won't they let us hear? Mm-hmm. So it really depends on where the jurors are at, because if the prosecution objects too much, it can look to a jury like they're hiding something. Oh. But if it is repeated, it can be an issue of why can't we hear that? Because honestly, people are curious and they just want to know. And once you raise the point of curiosity, jurors think about it, which sometimes is why attorneys will ask those objectionable questions and go, well, it was close. But a lot of those questions are argumentative, and we're having the issue for both parties that it seems that they're sidestepping around the Trooper Proctor problem in the room. And if the prosecution's not going to call him, we're in some kind of weird stare down of who's going to call Proctor. And the defense is using their cross-examinations with other witnesses to start chipping into that information. And the prosecution is dancing around it. Somebody has to call this witness. It's just a matter of who and how it appears to the jury if the Commonwealth chooses to not call that witness.
Do we think we're about,
very well may not at this point.
Do we think we're about halfway through? Is that what we're thinking?
Yeah, the prosecution said their case should be about 24 days. So we're on day 15. So we are counting down, but they've got a lot of scientific evidence to go. And then we know that there is a coroner, at least two medical experts for the Commonwealth, and their accident reconstructionist. But I don't know if they're going to call Brian Higgins, anyone that lived at 34 Fairview, anyone else from the waterfall. I think we've moved past that testimony in the way they've been presenting it. I think we're leading up to the medical evidence and the accident reconstructionist, who may be their last witness. And then the defense will probably have about a week and a half of witnesses because they have some new experts as well. And then they're going to have to decide if Karen Reed chooses to testify or not, which she did not last time. And they're going to have to decide if that would be good for them or not. And then that could extend the trial if she chooses to testify by a few days.
Emily D. Baker, you can find her on YouTube.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.